Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Through her attorneys, the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault in high school says she's getting death threats and does not want to speak publicly to senators before an FBI investigation of her claim. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham tells Fox the nomination will not be held up.
We'll listen to what they have to say, compare everything in the record against this single allegation, and we'll make our decision Wednesday.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says it's too important a decision to rush.
We need to take the time to investigate what happened. We need to get this right before the Senate votes on anything. The
accuser Christine Ford and Judge Kavanaugh have been invited to speak to senators on Monday. Two women in the custody of sheriff's deputies in South Carolina have died. The van they were in was overtaken by flooding. The water rose and the deputies couldn't get the doors open. They were rescued from on top of the van. The incident's under investigation. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Every time you go on Facebook or watch TV, something offends you. But now there's help. Introducing the Negative Assault Defense System, or NADS. Once you have a set of NADS, people won't be able to hurt your feelings. For instance, when you get your pair of NADS, you'll learn that you can form your own opinions without having to get them from the internet or the news. Order now and you'll receive a package of easy-to-use NAD seeds. That's right. Grow your own pair of NADS. As your NADS get bigger, you'll have more confidence, and you'll need our proprietary carrying case. Well, it's more like a sack. And if someone kicks your NADS, don't worry, they're made of steel. NADS are now available for men and women because more and more people could use a pair. So the next time you feel offended by someone else's opinion, relax, because you've got NADS.
I mean stupid hot.
It's hot, real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
How hot is it, Greg Budell?
It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, if you want it your way, cook it yourself.
Jay Scott, can we get a report from you?
Last Tuesday, it was so hot, I fainted in the pool. Do you know how hot it has to be to faint in the pool?
Emily Hayes, how's the weather treating you?
I am not tropical. I'm not a toucan. It should not be so damn hot that I'm up here having dreams about me being on fire.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I know you're hot. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you're a hot dog.
Wow, never heard of that one before.
Well, they can't all be winners. And Rich Thomas, in your professional opinion, how hot is it?
It's so hot, I poured McDonald's coffee in my lap to cool off.
Now that's hot. So do what you can to stay cool and stand by for three men and a lady.
Ooh, it's hot. I'm going to slit somebody's throat over this heat.
Fresh Brilliance from Rusty Aldridge. We celebrate his wedding anniversary tonight at Bob.
Please clap.
Yay.
Speaking of...
Yay fun.
Emily Hayes is here. Jay Scott. And the always...
Adorable.
Occasionally incorrigible... Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rusty Aldridge stealing my material this morning by saying stupid hot, which is something I say a few times during the summer, and today qualifies. So we'll put out a stupid hot watch. No, we'll go ahead and make it a warning. Abundant sunshine today. Very hot with a high around 97. Yeah, I did say 97. I think we have a chance. 96, 97. That's splitting hairs. Heat index 102 to 105. And yesterday we had a high of 95. Rain chances about 10% or less. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, high in the middle 90s. That'll be the seventh day straight. Isolated storms for a few lucky towns. Routine summertime forecast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with spotty storms returning, scattered across the area. You know, translated, if you had to put a number on it, 30% chance perhaps. Mostly low to mid-90s over the weekend. And fall begins Saturday night, 8:54 p.m. By the way, remind me to tell you about a great space station flyover about an hour before fall begins Saturday night. I'll give you that. Since it's only Wednesday, we'll update you on that tomorrow and Friday. Rain chances up just a notch by early next week. Right now, this morning, airport is reporting mist. Yeah, 1.1 mile visibility at Maxwell, 1 mile at Danley with mist. And the temperature with 100% humidity listed, 72 degrees at 6:11.
6:11.
It felt better this morning going out to the car.
Did it?
Yeah. I mean, to me it did.
Well, you know.
I'm sick of the sun. I'm sick of the heat. I want to see some rain.
You were just talking about a pirate, like a pirate.
Yeah, it is that today. But first, it's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Actually, this story's been around for a couple of days, but we're plugging it in today because before today, we did not have this to talk about Coca-Cola's decision to go into the pot market.
Oh, yeah.
This will be really new Coke.
I used to get weed from an old hobo, but his buds were lame and it tastes like grass from a MOWA. M-O-W-A, MOWA. Now Coke's using weed and I wanted to dance, cause soon we'll get stoned drinking dark and bubbly cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. Coca-Cola. There's one more place I can get some weed, down at the corner from the vending machine in my cola. Coca-Cola. Well, I was psyched for some THC, but then I found out it's just CBD in that cola. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
From the same people who brought you traces of cocaine in the early 1900s?
Yeah, I guess they're going back into the drug business.
So what is the story behind that?
I don't know. You know, my pot days were many years ago, and it's the only thing, habit, drug, whatever you want to call it, that I quit cold turkey with no trouble whatsoever.
Right.
Because I could not stand feeling so lethargic. You know, it's, you're sitting there, you know, like a potted plant. And in those days, I had a nice IBM Selectric typewriter with the bouncing ball.
Yeah.
And I'd get ideas, and I couldn't get from here to 10 feet away to go put them down on paper. And I said, this is crazy. So I just stopped.
Listen, I went to school in the 70s. You know, I don't think you could elect a president or a Supreme Court justice now who didn't try it. And did you ever turn on a tape recorder and thought you had brilliant thoughts? Did you ever listen to it later? It's stupid thoughts.
Yeah, it kind of turns you into something. So.
And it makes you eat too much.
If and when that does become available, you'll get it at Food Outlet Request.
I have a request for the RTSOB.
Okay.
Just because I love the Kinks. Mm-hmm. Have we ever done the Kinks?
We have just the other day. We did You Really Got Me Now.
Yeah.
We've done Lola.
Yeah. Were we done like sunny afternoon or
no,
dedicated
we haven't.
Follower of fashion? No pressure.
Listen. The last two times you've asked for, you've been, and you're gonna get kinks.
I'm still looking for some morning open songs, by the way. I forgot the one by ELO you mentioned yesterday.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Is that what it? Jeez.
Well, I love that.
No, I forgot. I could have done it this morning, and I couldn't remember the name of it. I thought, was it Mr. Blue Sky?
When we were kids, my dad would blast Led Zeppelin's Rock and Roll, and he would call it Morning Maniac Music.
And then. Then, after I got everything done this morning, I wanted to put on a hotkey. Rich going, do-do-do-do-do-do. And that's when the computer froze, Jay. Yeah. When I hit the download on that.
Oh, no.
It was frozen.
Did I
solid.
Screw you up with what I requested for the soundbite?
I think it was karma. I think it was God punishing me.
Parma is a town just south of Cleveland.
Enjoying the steaks today?
Yeah, they were so great downstairs.
It was so good. I told the people on television at 5:50 that you are interrupting my steak and eggs breakfast.
New York strips, they were $5.74 last week. They're $4.95 this week. So I guess you're going to get them again a week from today.
I have no problem with that.
Going to do fried bologna. Got Ziegler bologna for $2 for $3 there. These are specials. Everything is cost plus $10. But having spent $5.50 for a gallon of milk at a chain store out of convenience and convenience only, the house brand milk, Surefire Milk, I've been drinking it for 5 years. It's great milk.
Right.
$2.75 a gallon.
That's shocking compared to the big box stores.
Well, I mean, 2 gallons of Barber's, $5.50. 1 gallon of Barber, $5.50. 2 gallons of theirs for $2.75 whole milk. Come on. So, time to start saving money. We have a chance to win a $10 food outlet gift certificate. After Jay does random facts, and he does our pop quiz question, which we don't know yet. Right now, we're going to go for local news and come right back. I talk like a parrot, Jay.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. There will be no curfew for Montgomery's youth. The Montgomery City Council voted against an ordinance for a midnight curfew for anyone under 17 at last night's meeting. Police Chief Ernest Finley says the records show this ordinance is not needed. Alabama State University police are investigating a shooting on campus. A 19-year-old male student was shot early Sunday morning on South University Drive during a robbery. The student was treated and released from the hospital. And an associate commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections has been placed on leave. Corrections officials say Grant Culliver was placed on leave Friday after written allegations of misconduct were filed with the department's inspector general's office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912756.
I'm Ben McNeil with United Food Fuel Citgo. You want to unleash your brain's potential? Well, we brought back a great Southern tradition to do just that. Get an ice-cold 20-ounce RC Cola for 99 cents or two Moon Pies for only 99 cents. Just make it a combo. Energize your brain by putting smart fuel in your stomach. RC Cola and Moon Pies at United Food and Fuel. Home of the 99 cent special and quality tri-clean top tier gasoline.
United Food.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What day is it?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesdays?
Hump Day.
It's Hump Day.
This show is the straw that broke the camel's back.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
What's this?
Wednesday.
Try the radio.
Here we go.
Guys, please, please, let's go.
Hello. It's showtime again, good people.
It's showtime.
That's right. Hey. At 6:20. Today is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arks.
And we'll be sick of that by about 6:30.
Oh, jeez.
But if you're going to talk like a pirate, talk responsibly.
Founders of International Talk Like a Pirate Day wish to remind you to talk like a pirate responsibly. And remember, it's not always appropriate in the workplace.
Jones, I be realizing that ye have three kids and a mortgage, but times they are a tough, and I be having to let you go.
But sir, my wife is sick.
Exercise caution when deciding to talk like a pirate in sensitive situations.
Arr, ma'am, I'm afraid your dog didn't make it. He's gone down to Davy Jones' locker.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Or when you need to be taken seriously.
Ahoy! I be needing to fill out a sexual harassment form.
Sure you do. Remember to use good judgment and enjoy International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Okay, we got all the rules down on that. 6:21 coming up.
I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. Rich already knows. We went to the doctor yesterday, and I got a steroid shot. An antibiotic shot. And now I'm on steroids again. And you know how my mood is on steroids. So I just want to apologize in advance.
Sorry, I didn't notice the difference.
Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Put on your steroid filters, folks.
Excellent. So that means if somebody gets stuck under the front wheels of our car, Emily can go down and lift up the car
so we
can pull
the victim. I'm just a little, like, it's easier for me to be mean on steroids.
Well tied.
Roy Branch Radio coming up.
Rich, I didn't say anything about the games this weekend.
You say okay. Roy Tide?
Yeah. Roy Tide.
Lord.
He's running for Chief Justice.
Roy Tide.
Hey, how about a happy story to start your day?
Okay. I love you guys so much.
47-year-old guy in San Antonio.
Stop
Western.
It.
I'm just speaking.
It's starting.
I'm speaking dark. Emily.
So be to be.
Emily-ish. Named Wesley Bryan. Mm-hmm. Used to tool around town in a white 1993 Ford Mustang. Used to have one of those, right? Mustang?
Two brand new ones, yeah.
Yeah. After about 70 years ago, he had to sell it to pay off medical bills after his wife, Laura, was diagnosed with cancer. The treatments work. She's been cancer-free for 13 years, but he's always missed the car. So their two kids, who are now in their 20s, recently managed to track the vehicle down to its current owner and bought it back.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And there's a video surprising him with it. I'm going to find that. And
I like that.
Isn't that nice?
That's
such
cool.
A great story. He says, knowing he and his wife raised them right is the strongest, most powerful feeling a parent can have. And I've had it, and it is. He is absolutely right. It is what we're meant to do. 6:23 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have traffic.
Yep.
And then the timeline, which has a very special feature in it you won't want to miss, above and beyond the normally educational and exciting Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson.
Oh, I'll listen.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A nice green traffic map. So far this morning, everything's on go for you. As you hit the interstate systems, no problem. The Boulevard in Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor Road, Vaughan Road. Everything looking good so far. Enroll now for the mini-term at Trenum State Community College. Admissions and financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I don't jibber-jabber.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In a crazy world, you need Cozy TV. Every night, Cozy delivers great comedies like Frasier, Will and Grace, and The Nanny. Days and weekends, they've got an all-star lineup of TV favorites like Murder, She Wrote, Columbo, Little House on the Prairie, Magnum P.I., and many more. They're completely cozy about television. Look for Cozy TV here in Selma and Montgomery, over the air on Channel 48.1 or Channel 7 on Charter Spectrum or Channel 48 on UVerse and Dish. Check it out today. Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton.
Red roses for a blue lady.
Recording, TV, and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We extort, we pilfer, we filch and sack. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Maraud and embezzle and even hijack. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We kindle and char, inflame and ignite. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains and knaves. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We're devils and black sheep, really bad eggs. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. Bankers and buyers and ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. I bet we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Yeah, time for the timeline with old Buccaneer Rich Thomas.
Thank you very much, Pirate. 262 days into the year now, 103 days left. And as you just heard, it is International Talk Like a Pirate Day, matey. Now walk the plank. I think we're now officially done with International Pirate Day. We'll do it again next year. Oh, no.
We have the origins of the whole R.
Oh, I want to read about what is Davy Jones's locker, because they use that a lot.
That's the bottom of the ocean.
But how did it start?
I'm on it. Thank you.
That could be our pre-random fact. National Butterscotch Pudding Day. I'll pass. Thank you.
Have a glob.
On this day in 1881, President James Garfield, who had been in office just under 4 months, succumbs to wounds inflicted by an assassin 80 days earlier on July 2nd. Boy, he went that whole summer, and they tried to keep the room cool, and they used just all kinds of unorthodox methods of trying to keep the room cool. 1957, Nevada is the site of the first ever underground nuclear explosion, that 65 miles north of Las Vegas. 1934, Bruno Hauptmann arrested in New York, charged with kidnapping and murdering the Lindbergh baby, one of the crimes of the century. Still many questions. 1958, Elvis set sails for Germany to serve...
Germany?
Germany. What's wrong with the tour of duties we have for his tour of duty with the Army?
He wanted a hunk of sauerkraut.
Apparently. Oh, that's good.
Hunk-a-hunk-a.
That's so good. Do that in Pirate Talk. No, don't do it.
Oh, but the pirate thing, Davy Jones's locker does mean the bottom of the sea.
But
it is...
something about the monkeys?
Davy Jones, the sailor's devil. And it first appeared in print in 1726 in 4 years' Voyages of Captain George Roberts by Daniel Defoe.
Oh, so he was their Satan. Okay.
It has nothing to do with the monkey.
Nothing.
Lord.
Daydream believer. 59 years ago in 1959, Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev dined with Hollywood elite, including Marilyn Monroe, Bob Hope, Frank Sinatra. And then he was furious when he found out that for security reasons, he would not be allowed to visit Disneyland. 54 years ago in 64, They Call Him Flipper debuted on NBC. It ran for 3 seasons. Our song of the day peaked at number 2 on the U.S. charts on this day in the great summer of 1969. Always sounded like Southern rock to me. John Fogerty, Point Man. How about a little CC Ara? That Bad Moon Horizon. Any idea what the flip side was?
Green River. Lodi.
Very good. Wow, that was a hard one.
Green River was a two-sided winner with Commotion.
Yes, sir.
In fact, Commotion was originally released as a single, and the station started playing. That is probably my favorite top 40 song of all time.
Oh, man.
And back when I had stupid money, I commissioned an artist to paint my vision of what a Bad Moon Rising would look like.
Oh.
Cost me $1,200.
Oh my God.
Was that the one that was on your driveway doorway? No,
that was the Eagles on the border.
Eagles, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did that because the Eagles rule.
Oh, look, now you're making me cry again.
48 years ago in 1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show debuts on CBS. Now, the theme song is not only perfect, it's memorable and it's famous. And executive producer Alan Burns remembers the day that he first heard it.
Sonny Curtis came over, sat in their office, opened up his guitar case, put the case on the floor, put his lyric on the floor, and sang Love Is All Around.
That's the writer.
I remember very well that morning sitting around writing that song.
And it was
perfect.
Perfect.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Is that Paul Williams?
I don't know who sang it. I'll find out.
Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it.
With each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You might just make it after all.
So you got the song, and then the pictures that went with it, with her on, you know, in the middle of a Minneapolis street throwing her hair.
They put a statue there. Of her throwing the hat.
Throwing the hat.
The intersection where they shot that.
It's perfect, open. Perfect.
And like every other TV show, when they show a star carrying a bag of groceries, there's always a loaf of French bread sticking out the top.
I love that.
I don't know why that is, but.
And like a celery stalk or some green thing. This means I have groceries.
I have all the food pyramid.
And when she makes that face and throws that thing into the basket, that's funny. On the same day in 1970, Diana Ross started a three-week run at number one with Ain't No Mountain High Enough. We got to do that one, too. Oh, so many songs, so few days. 45 days in 1973, the first true pirate radio station, Free Radio America, went on the air in international waters just a few miles off of Cape May, New Jersey. Pirate radio not licensed by the FCC. I used to have an illegal radio station back when I was a kid. I was 12 years old, two turnstiles, live network news. Oh, it was really cool. 44 years ago in 1974, Max Weinberger made his debut in the Bruce Springsteen E Street Band. 36 years ago in... I skipped a couple of things. 79, No Nukes concert held in New York with people like David Crosby, Jackson Brown, Bonnie Raitt, Doobie Brothers, Poco, Tom Petty, Carly Simon, James Taylor, Bruce Springsteen, No Nukes.
Hey, it must have worked, huh?
Yeah, there's no nukes now, right?
Yeah.
37 years ago in 81, Art Garfunkel decided to let Paul Simon join him on stage. The Free Simon and Garfunkel reunion concert in Central Park, 500,000 people there. 36 years ago in 82, computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon University named Scott Fallman became the first person to use the smiley emoji and the sad face emoji on the internet, and now he regrets it. 1990, Goodfellow opens. Martin Scorsese directed mafia film starring Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro, Lorraine Bracco, Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci, who got the best supporting actor for his performance. What do you mean funny? How am I funny? Funny like a clown?
Do I amuse you?
Yeah. He was great. 30 years ago in 1988, Greg Louganis hits his head on a springboard during diving preliminaries at the Seoul Olympics.
Funk.
He didn't tell the doctor who was fixing his bloody gash that he had HIV. 29 years ago in 89, cute little at the time, Neil Patrick Harris did Doogie Howser MD. That debuted on ABC. I wonder how old he was back then. I'll find that out. 24 years ago in 1994, ER premieres on NBC, ran for 15 seasons. And 2012, the Space Shuttle Endeavour began its final journey by piggyback on the Boeing 747 jet, Florida Space Center from California's Science Center. And the Endeavour had been in service since 1992. Birthdays! Jimmy Fallon is 44. Trisha Yearwood is 54. Mrs. Garth Brooks. Joan London, former GMA host, is 68. Jeremy Irons is 7. Joe Morgan, a Baseball Hall of Famer and TV announcer, is 75. Dead or alive, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers.
Dead.
Alive.
He's alive at 78. Dead or alive, David McCallum used to be on The Man of Man from Uncle. He is alive. He's still on NCIS. Dead or alive, James Lipton from the Actors Studio.
Alive.
He's alive. He's 92. Dead or alive, Adam West.
Dead.
He is dead. The one true Batman died in 2017. 10, T-minus 7 days till birthday season. We are 64 days till Thanksgiving. Christmas 98 days away. And network television getting ready soon. Satellite trucks arriving soon for the wall-to-wall coverage of the River Region Royal Wedding, which I understand will also be translated in Mandarin Chinese. It's now only 128 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, and now with the abbreviated forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Hot small rain chance, that's your weather.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
That may have been...
wrapped up with a bow.
The best Cliff's Note forecast I've ever heard in my entire life at 6:40.
It's showtime.
So get ready to link up with the Alabama News Network. I believe, didn't we do this topic?
There's a lot of them that we've done, but we haven't done with them.
I'm having deja vu on this dating deal breaker thing here. But we'll... I sent him a whole bunch of stuff.
This is from BuzzFeed this time, though. So it's got to be scientific and it's got to be right.
Oh, okay. BuzzFeed, man. I believe everything they say.
You know, you got New York Times, Washington Post, and you got BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
Well, I didn't mean to blow you through that forecast.
It's all right.
Because they'd already put up our picture, and usually that means we got like 3 minutes.
I ran with that football that you said abbreviated, and so I understood what you were saying.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The time now is 6:40, and do you have the same dating deal breakers as everyone else?
Yeah, according to a BuzzFeed poll, 68% of people said they wouldn't date someone who was best friends with their ex, and 54% say they wouldn't put up with someone who was always late for everything.
Yeah, the boating one, that's or not deodorant, wearing deodorant. What's wrong with people?
That better have been 100%.
Yeah, how do you wear deodorant? Come on, all right, there's a lot more to talk about. Let's hear from the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hi. Good morning.
I agree with you, Olivia. Not wearing deodorant for
just basic hygiene.
For the date. Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Well, you know, when you... one of the things I've learned is that women notice everything that guys don't pay much attention to, like how your nails look, the condition of your shoes.
Socks with sandals.
Socks with sandals.
That just tells them...
Don't do it.
That just says you're from Canada. But on dating deal breakers, for me, it was very important if I met somebody after my daughter's mother and I split up, we were on very good terms. So they had to understand that there was a relationship there, that we would still do things from time to time as a family. There was nothing to be insecure about, but I was kind of disappointed at times that, because I guess so many women are coming out of, have had bad marriages and stuff.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to...
No, I have no experience.
Yeah, I've never been married, but I'm engaged to someone who has a child from a previous marriage, and that's something. But my parents were divorced.
Yeah. How is his relationship with
her mother?
Yeah,
great.
Okay,
and great. They
there you go. Miss Good Example, 2018, right there. Yeah. Emily Hayes.
Yeah, like I've met her, and she and I get along. I'm a kid of divorced parents, so it's important for me to have a good relationship with her mom since we split time.
Kids should never. I mean, they have to be consideration number one. That anything you do after a marriage is ended that involves kids, it's got to be. Nothing has to happen. It's going to make them feel like they're responsible for it.
One thing I see on this list that I think is really creepy, going through the other person's phone to see their contacts and see...
Like on a date? You do that on a date?
That's illegal.
On a date? I know.
No.
You're going to jail if they catch you doing that to me.
Well, it's not illegal.
That is creepy, though.
I mean, I haven't...
That's highly insecure.
My significant other has the password to my phone.
Yeah, mine does too.
To get in. I think that's very important that you have that trust, and I'm not worried about him seeing anything
on
my phone, but would I do it on a date?
I'm right there with Olivia. My fiance has the passcode to my phone. He'll answer it if it's a family member calling and I can't get to the phone, and I do the same with his phone.
My wife has mine, but that's because I'm at that age where I could just drop dead like at any time.
Whoa.
Here's the thing.
Ratings boost.
All the names, I've got everybody in there by their nickname, so even if they did go in to find out who to call to tell them I croaked, they wouldn't be able to figure out who was who. Who's Foopin' Flies? Who's Mr. Thing? You know, it's...
Who's Rich Thomas?
Are you sure you're not doing that to hide something? That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not. Look at this face. You don't trust this face?
I believe you.
Thank you.
Bless it.
The no deodorant would definitely be an
issue. Oh, yeah.
That should be illegal.
Oh, for sure.
That should be illegal. Not going through someone's phone. That would definitely be an issue. And what about the voting issue? I have a problem with people who don't.
I'm right there with you. I will not date a communist.
It's a privilege. It can be taken away.
No, I totally agree. I think especially
today.
You're
always going to take it a different way.
You know, it's liberal versus conservative. It's War Eagle and Roll Tide. Those are very important issues in relationships these days. Back to you.
Don't look at me.
Right. We're going to wrap it up.
Well, it was fun.
All right, y'all have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was interesting.
Well, I'm taking my headphones off.
I don't know. Why are you doing that?
Well, I guess because I hear them say, like...
Show's over.
I hear them wrap it up. Arr. And I'm like, oh, okay, we get to take a break.
My time is up.
On the delay here.
I've
lost a couple of pounds.
Really? I've gained your
weight. I'm just trying to see if it's showing up yet. You.
Lord.
I've gained it.
Where there's a delay on the TV screen, so your pounds,
that's live.
Your pounds lost won't show up for a while.
I see.
it's a delay. That's
right. You act like we're going to see you on Thanksgiving Day in New York in the Macy's parade.
Well.
All right, friends.
Here comes the Rich Thomas. Oh, wait, no, that's just Rich Thomas.
This is the largest float in the parade. This is the largest balloon.
Oh, wait, no, that's just Rich.
That's like that. It's like that scene in Christmas Vacation where the Nutcracker thing is coming down the street. You can't even see the nuts. It's so windy. You all remember that
one. Yes, I do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we just mentioned Thanksgiving and Macy's Parade, and that rings very holiday-esque because we're down to less than 100 days before Christmas. So my suggestion is take the pressure off early so you can focus on decorating and cooking and getting into the spiritual aspects of the holidays and not have to have the pressure of, I guess, still don't know what I'm going to get for that very important person or persons on your gift list. Brian Jewelry probably has them. In their Roll Tide War Eagle Showcase, there are all kinds of great gift ideas there. But if you want to do something that really is special, something that says, I spent some time on this, I consulted with people and I told them about you and they think this is a great gift for you and I'm with it. That's more than just throwing money at something. That's taking that extra moment to say, I know it makes you tick, and here it is in this beautiful gift that I had created at Brian Jewelry. Because that's what a professional jeweler can do. You can build a watch for somebody at Brian Jewelry. They've got all kinds of options for you. Visit BrianJewelry.com to learn more. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. You'll find them in their beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main in the preferred community. The Cheap and Trashy coming up next.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still working with the all clear. No problems on any of the major roadways in and around the capital city. Up around Prattville, everything's looking pretty good. Nothing up around Wetumpka to give you any problems. Troy's looking good as you get down 231 southbound. Headed down that way, everything is okay. Midtown Plaza has it all. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden, Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday, the day we never pronounce correctly. Wednesday?
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time, it may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year. And a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, what was the biggest show of the week? Sunday Night Football on NBC with 20 million viewers. Monday Night Football, however, did not even make the top 10. It is week number two, Monday Night Football, the lowest ratings in the history of that show.
Oh, my gosh.
ESPN not doing well. 60 Minutes repeat was number two.
Hmm? I'm sure it had nothing to do with... it couldn't have anything to do with the Emmys, right? Because we don't know that yet, right?
The Emmys were the lowest rated in history.
Oh, my gosh.
Guess how many people watched the Emmys?
I do not know.
10.2 million.
Wow.
That's fewer people than watched a rerun of 60 Minutes.
To be honest, I didn't even know it was coming up. Like, I don't know if it was, if I just don't watch network TV as much, or...
It's become a big, I don't care.
The lowest in history?
For a lot of reasons. Wow. And because so many of the shows, you have to be a subscriber to watch. HBO, Netflix.
I mean, the show that I love that won so many Emmys is on Amazon, so...
I started watching that yesterday.
The Alex Borstein?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
What'd you think?
It's interesting. Interesting slice of life in New York for the Jewish segment of the world, and it was very interesting.
Well, do they use any of the
well written
the slang Yiddish in the show?
They do. There's a lot.
Mishigas, you use that all the time, and I love that. That's a Yiddish slang term.
Oh yeah, they use a bunch of it.
It's a comedy, and it's well acted, well written.
It's good. You should check it out.
And again, you wonder, you know, all these award-winning shows are on pay services or streaming services or HBO.
Right. I honestly think...
The network's got nothing.
I think that has a lot to do with more creative freedom on those platforms.
Because you can say stuff that you can't say...
Yeah, you have subscribers. You're not dependent on ads.
And the FCC.
And the FCC, a little more freedom.
Yeah.
You're also not, pigeonholed into like, oh, okay, yeah, we need 22 episodes out of you.
Right.
So stretch that whole idea that you've got into 22 episodes.
Good point.
You know, they can go there and say, I've got enough for maybe 10 episodes.
Or 8.
Is that okay?
Or 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they can, and so every single episode can be something meaningful and not some kind of filler to get you to the next thing. So,
a couple of football-related items.
Okay.
A lucky NFL gambler made a $5 bet on all 15 of the Sunday NFL games.
I saw that!
And the Monday game and got them all right.
$8,400?
$84,000.
Wow.
Because the odds of anybody picking all 16 games correctly are 16,913 to 1.
So he spent $5, folks, and won $84,000.
That would get me through a few months. New odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl, by the way, is the Rams, not the Patriots.
I saw that.
Patriots lost to Jacksonville, for crying out loud.
You can't.
This sounds like it could be a good movie. Eddie Murphy will star in a remake of Grumpy Old Men.
I saw that.
I think that could be funny. It's been 25 years since the original was made. I remember seeing that in the theater and enjoying it.
Was that Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon? Lemmon?
Yeah. With Ann Margaret, that one I liked a lot.
Didn't they do the President's one?
Yeah.
James Garner and Jack Lemmon.
That was perfect.
Was it James Garner and Jack Lemmon?
That was entertaining.
I enjoyed that movie.
That was really good.
I liked
good.
When they were when they were talking about when they play Hail to the Chief, or when they think they're actually saying, Hail to the Chief, because the Chief needs hailing.
There were some funny moments.
Julie Chen said goodbye on the talk.
Mm-hmm. It was a taped segment, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
But she's staying on at Big Brother?
Well, we have a moment here from that. If I could just scroll down.
I saw that earlier.
Yeah, I did too.
List.
Yes.
There you go, the talk.
Hang on. Here's Julie Chen signing off.
And remember, it's always the right time to...
I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Today, tomorrow, forever.
Singing background vocals. Hillary Clinton.
She never used Moonves on air, though. She always used Julie Chen.
She was making a point today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, I know. I know that. But I was just, I noticed her point, I guess, is what I'm saying.
But she will be on Big Brother tonight. I guess. Bob Seger has announced his final tour, and I saw his first tour when I was a little guy back in in 1969 for $2 at the Wild Goose with Dex Gard.
I don't dislike Dex Bob Seger, but I never got really excited back and listen to his stuff.
Ramblin' Gamma Man was his first hit, and I love that. And I thought his lyrics and music were, you know, like Night Moves. I mean, when you come of age, that's a song that means something. You're a little bit too young.
It's
Squirt.
Night Moves is the most meaningful of all his songs to me.
Yes.
But I on the radio, I had to play Still the...
Oh, God. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I had to play
dun,
that.
Dun, 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 dun.
I had to play that so many times on the radio. I could throw
another song ruined by program directors who believe in repetition.
Oh man!
Sally Field found it necessary to announce that she did not talk to Burt Reynolds at one time in the last 30 years of his life. What? Nice, Sally.
Sally, you should have just not said anything.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Because people are having the feels.
But
for
she's,
you.
Got, she's got loose booty.
That's it. It's kind of like Scott Baio coming out after. Joni died, and saying that, you know, just getting on her after her death, you know.
Oh,
yeah, not very nice.
Keep your thoughts to yourself if they're not kind.
Yeah, I love all of you. It's 6:58.
Thanks for the steak again, Dad.
Yeah, sure, son. You've been a good kid.
BLT tomorrow?
We could. Mm. Could do BLTs? I may need you to remind me in the morning.
because I got to set the oven up and all that, but I can do it.
This I can do. This I can do.
I have figured out the precise amount of time to bake bacon at 350 to make it perfect.
Oh, wow.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, what do you like on yours? Mayonnaise? You like a slice of cheese? I like, a little chicken?
Mayonnaise.
Chicken?
Grilled chicken.
Not on a BLT.
Not on a BLT.
No, sometimes...
That's a chicken sandwich.
It's matter with you.
That's a chicken club. All right, so it's a BLT with chicken. That's what a chicken club is.
I've never been a member of that club.
Well, I want you to look down to the floor there. Because I made one for her this morning. Against your wishes. Montgomery Paint and Body, the best at what they do. And, of course, what makes them the best, I think it comes down to the people. Because technologies and advancements in automotive body repair are pretty much universal. But it's the standard that is set by the people that run it. It's not like, let's crank these out and get them out.